From Spark and Anvil and Bioforge, this is Strand, in Chapter 1 of the Bioforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In the movement lab, past the humming machines and the soft blue mats, an orangutan named Strand sat very still and lifted a single finger. That was all. One finger curling slowly toward their palm. Anyone watching would have thought nothing was happening, but Strand knew better. Beneath the warm cream and rust of their fur, inside that one finger, thousands of threads too small to see were sliding past each other, hooking, pulling, letting go, and hooking again. A whole invisible crew hauling on a rope just to bend one knuckle. Strand was broad through the shoulders and round through the middle. Soft-looking, some would say, not the lean shape people pictured when they heard the word strong. Strand had made peace with that a long time ago. Strength, they had learned, was not a shape. It was a thing that happened over and over in the dark whenever a body decided to move. "Muscles contract," Strand murmured to the empty lab, watching their finger uncurl. "Force makes movement." They said it the way other people hummed, quietly, to themselves, because it was true and it comforted them.
Strand had not always found it comforting. When they were younger, in the forest where they grew up, the other young orangutans were quick and lean, swinging from branch to branch like the trees had been built for them. Strand was slower, rounder. They reached a branch, and it held. Strand never fell. But they got there in their own steady time, and the leaner ones were always three trees ahead, laughing. One evening, Strand sat at the base of a great fig tree, arms wrapped around their knees, certain that a body shaped like theirs simply could not be a strong one. An old caretaker of the forest, a wide, gray-muzzled orangutan named Bao, who had lived long enough to stop caring what anyone looked like, settled down beside them with a grunt. "You climbed to the top of that ridge tree today," Bao said, "the tall one, with the sick youngster on your back." "Anyone could have," Strand said. "No." Bao shook their head slowly. "The lean ones tried. Their arms shook and they came down. You didn't shake. You held." Bao reached over and pressed one thick finger into Strand's forearm, where the muscle lay hidden under soft fur. "You feel that? That's not for showing. That's for holding. The pretty ones show. You hold." Bao's old eyes crinkled. "A body that holds is not a lesser body. It is the one everybody wants when the branch gets high and the load gets heavy." Strand said nothing, but something inside their chest, something that had been clenched all day, quietly let go.
Word travels, even through a forest, about a young orangutan who could carry the weight of the tallest trees without their arms ever shaking. So when the Bioforge Academy sent out its call for someone to teach the body how it works, how it truly works, Strand was invited to come. The head of the lessons layer met Strand at the wide double doors of the movement lab. She was small and sharp-eyed and asked only one question, the way the academy always did. "Strand," she said, "what is a muscle?" Strand did not answer with a definition. Instead, they walked to a low bench, set both hands flat against it, and pushed. The heavy bench slid a hand's width across the floor with a soft scrape. Then Strand turned their palm over and with the same arm lifted a feather from the benchtop so gently it barely bent. "A muscle is that," Strand said. "The same threads that move the bench move the feather. They only know how to do one thing, get shorter and pull. Everything else, the pushing and the lifting and the holding, is just that one small pull, arranged well." They looked at her steadily. "I don't teach children to admire strong bodies. I teach them that they have one, every single one of them, right now.
doing 1,000 quiet pulls they'll never see. The head of the layer studied Strand for a long moment. The broad shoulders, the soft round middle, the calm. "You belong here," she said. "Half the young ones who walk through that door already think their body is Banawa-shaped to be strong. You're going to teach them it never was."
Strand's first class filled the lab with restless, fidgeting students. Strand let them fidget, then held up a small model of a single muscle fiber, its tiny filaments glowing faintly. "See these threads?" Strand said. "These are called actin and myosin. Think of two hands, fingers spread, sliding together until they lace tight." Strand pressed their own fingers together, slow. "When your brain sends the signal, that's what happens inside every muscle. The threads slide, they lace, they pull. The muscle gets shorter, and a shorter muscle pulls on a bone." Strand bent their arm. "That's movement. That's all movement, everywhere, ever." A student near the front, a small, nervous one who had been hiding at the back of their own body all morning, put up a hand. "But you don't have to be, do you have to look strong for it to work?" Strand set the model down and gave the question the weight it deserved. "No," Strand said, "not even a little." They flexed their arm, and beneath the soft fur, the muscle rose, real and round and hidden. How much a muscle shows depends on your family, your age, 12 things you didn't choose. But whether it works, whether it pulls, whether it holds, that's inside, where nobody can see it and nobody gets to grade it. Strand picked up a weighted ball and lifted it, then lowered it with perfect control. Watch. Lifting up, the muscle on the front pulls. Setting down, the muscle on the back pulls the other way. They take turns. One pulls, one rests. And that's how you get smooth instead of a drop. Strand handed the ball to the nervous student. "Your turn. Feel the front tighten. That's yours. It's been there the whole time." The student lifted the ball, felt the pull along their arm, and their eyes went wide. Not because it was heavy, but because it was there, exactly where Strand said it would be.
Later, when the class had gone and the lab was quiet, the nervous student lingered by the door. "I always thought my body was the wrong kind," they said, not quite looking at Strand. "Too soft, too round, like it couldn't really do anything." Strand thought of the fig tree and Bao's thick finger pressing into their arm, and the thing in their chest that had let go so long ago. "When I was your age, I thought the same," Strand said. "Then someone showed me that the lean ones show, and I hold, and that holding is not the lesser gift." They rested a warm hand on the student's shoulder. "Your body is not deciding whether it's allowed to be strong. It already is. It's been pulling and holding and moving you around all day without asking permission. Round, soft, strong, that's not three different things. That's one whole body, working." The student stood a moment longer. Then they took a slow breath, and Strand watched their shoulders come down from around their ears, watched the tightness they'd carried in all day loosen and go. Something eased behind the student's ribs, a quiet, settling gladness, warm and certain, the feeling of finally being told the truth about themselves. They flexed their own arm, felt the small hidden pull of it, and for the first time all day, it did not feel like a body they had to apologize for. It felt like theirs.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Strand. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.